going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
In your lineup builder to be, oh God, Evan, let me just read it. My bad. Okay. I'll do it. Okay. Make sure you opt in and tap to share about your lineup builder. Okay, here we go.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
What, Evan? Wow. When do we bring outtakes to the...
Well, remember when Nahigian put together that montage? He's great at that.
Yeah.
I mean, tell you what. How to get to the head of your field?
Make sure you learn to do a montage. Okay, here we go.
Evan, why? Like, coming from you, I get. Dibs just texted. Lo Neal went to Lemoore High. For the ones out there keeping score?
Lemoore. Not
Lemoore.
But you were right about debacle.
Yeah, I know I was.
Let me just address this real
Evan
quick.
Stuck it to Evan, me.
Evan said, yeah, it's not good for the show. What are you talking about?
Oh. You're not going to the cafeteria later?
Yeah, you said out loud, we were half planned.
I'm going to
the Denzel meme. My man.
I'm going. Yeah, we'll hang out this afternoon.
And then the game.
Back.
Huh?
We got credentials. Let's go ask Bochy a question.
Let's not.
Yeah.
You'd be scared anyway. Well,
you'd be smelling like something.
Beer?
Yeah. Beer.
Like a horse.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Goo. Everything in moderation.
I just wish we could get all six hosts, the producers, the boss, and we could just go do something as a team.
Remember we did that and
we went
everybody
bowling.
Fought.
No, we went bowling and nobody fought. And then we had, you weren't here, we had softball where I hit the homer about, some say 310, 315, according to who you ask.
Yeah, all everyone right. was there except for Steiny.
Yeah, he was out of town, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Still.
That was my...
He wouldn't have cared.
Should I have skipped my daughter's graduation? No, seriously, I should have, right? I should have. No,
high
right.
school?
College. All right.
She'll tell. She's getting a master's anyways.
Well, we got some smart
I hope
kids.
Not, because I ain't paying for it. All right. We got a call. It's Big Smoothie is in Oakland.
I think he's going to be nervous about...
Oh. Hey, what the hell's going on here?
I swear to God, that was not on me.
Smoothie, call back. That one, Dick Vermeil, line one.
Apparently, the Blue Angels hangar is also in Lemoore, they say.
Great knowledge with Tommy Smith. That was good.
By the way, thank you.
We got him back.
Okay, but by the way.
Make him wait.
Jimmy Butler, his status for tomorrow in question. And Sham Sharania of ESPN reporting he's in serious jeopardy of missing tomorrow's game. Now, my feeling on this is I don't think you need the word serious in front of it. I feel like that's the same word.
Not to me. It paints a picture that he's really hurting.
Right. So if I say to you, Jimmy Butler's status for tomorrow is in jeopardy.
That doesn't hit as serious jeopardy.
Oh, please.
If I tell you, hey, Steiny, I got a problem with you.
Okay.
You say, okay, let's talk about it. But if I say, hey, Steiny, I got a serious problem with you.
That's a different word.
Well, no, it's...
No, the second word.
It's putting emphasis on the problem. He's injured and in serious jeopardy.
Issues are issues. Jeopardy is a defined kind of... When you're in jeopardy, you're in jeopardy.
Well, the serious was for effect, and it did it for me. I said, oh, wow. Steiny, you probably need to be careful.
It's like in A Few Good Men... When Tom
Cruise
said,
"You can't handle the truth."
No, that's not the line. The line that is line, but the line is, "You put him in grave danger." And Nicholson said, "Is there any other kind?"
Wow, I like
that. Yeah, Jack,
I like
that. Where's he been in the postseason?
Huh?
Steiny, he's dealing with stuff.
Is he like? Is he sick?
Health issues, man.
Are you?
He ain't 30 anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think he's like 80. Something.
I think he's almost 90.
Celtics never had a guy like an actor or any hot. You know what I mean?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
What?
When he had a needle in his butt.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric in Fairfield. Let's talk about the draft. What's up, Eric? How you? What are you laughing at?
Hey, my joke.
Hey,
hey. Always.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, look. Yeah, listen to you guys all the time, but I just wanted to chime in, you know, talking about the draft. You know, I like the pick with Williams, right, on the edge. Like, definitely needed that. And I hear a lot of people talking about we have to continue on the D-line, which we do. But I think that something that's being forgotten is that we don't have a starting left guard at the moment. I mean, you know, there's a couple of, you know, Buford, and, you know, a couple of players that they want to, you know, that they're going to try, but we technically do not have a starting left guard at the moment. And there's a couple of them out there. I think that could be a sleeper position that everybody wanted to probably keep their eye on for today, whether if it's the second round or the third round, you know?
Yeah, they need help on both lines.
Yeah, and that's a serious issue. But I wonder if they feel like him, Steiny, to where they don't have one on the roster. But I'll tell you this, and, you know, I hate it. A couple years ago, what did they say? They didn't feel like when they took Pearsall. They didn't feel like there was an old lineman worthy of that first round pick. But bottom line is, if they agreed or thought like the caller, I think they would have went that direction instead of D-line. But I felt like they felt like the D-line was more important and they can get a guard, you know, today or tomorrow.
I feel like they – has this regime ever drafted an old lineman in the first round?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I mean, that to me is a big enough sample size to tell me – That's not something they've ever done. Like they must feel like they can get quality up and down the draft. McGlinchey was not this regime, correct? Or was that the previous regime? Mike McGlinchey.
Lynch took over in 2017.
And he was picked when?
McGlinchey?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Okay, because they're saying this regime. Joe Staley. Stop it. This regime. But maybe Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah,
I want to say McGlinchey was.
He was.
Okay, Mike McGlinchey. Thank you. So they haven't done it in 8 years. That's still a pretty big sample size.
And they've had a bunch of success.
What was I going to say about... 5-1-0 on the... Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line from the 510. Wrong, Steiny. The Blue Angels home is Pensacola, Florida. Oh, but yes, the Blue Angels have a place at a Navy Air Base. Okay, so half wrong.
But what made you?
Because somebody on the text line said that's where the Blue Angels are.
Oh, and fell for it.
Yeah, of course. Why not? You think Butler's going to play?
I don't. And let's be honest, if it were up to you or you or him, Steiny, you got a game Monday. So you don't want to...
You know my theory, right?
Give it to me. And I don't know it.
People, I'm believe it or not, not believe it or not, I actually do believe this. Okay. Jimmy Butler. It's game 3 Saturday, yeah. Right?
1-1.
Game 3 is not as big of a game for Jimmy Butler as it is for the fans. Here's what I believe. I believe these NBA players are so confident They are so proud of their competitiveness that Jimmy Butler is like, I could see him saying, I can't play tomorrow. Well, what if we lose? Okay, we're down 2-1 and we'll win 3 out of the next 4. Like, that's who Butler is.
Okay.
And I would even take it a step further in a crazy kind of way. If Butler's injury is significant.
It looked and sounded significant.
And it happened on a Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, I could almost see him saying, I can't play. I'm not going to play in games 3 or 4. Well, what if we lose them both? Well, I don't believe we will lose them both. But if we do, we'll win 3 in a row with me. Like, that's who he is.
Yeah, but that's a dangerous game. And I know you're not selling it like somebody wants that injury.
He's healthy.
No doubt.
But here's the other thing I feel like.
That's scary, man.
I also don't think Jimmy Butler doesn't want to go out there not being Jimmy Butler.
No doubt.
So that's why I have a feeling. I don't think he's going to play tomorrow.
And
I don't know about Monday.
You make me think of Pods, even though it was a different issue. And I love Pods, and you hit it on the nail, man, one of a few times. But you said, you know what? We would have been in here ripping him for, you got an upset tummy, as opposed to trying to go out there and get it done. But he was not himself. And that's what you want to avoid with Jimmy Butler. Steiny, I know you're laughing on that sham tweet and how it was written, but when I hear serious and deep, because they say it's a deep contusion, Curry missed a week, and we're all just kind of laughing right now, passing the great Poupon, saying, if it were regular season, he would have played. I mean, if it were playoffs, he wouldn't have missed a week. But what if for real, just structurally and body-wise, he can't endure the pain or—
Then he won't play. Seriously.
And then I would be petrified. Because now
we're just talking about a basketball game, you know?
Well, no,
remember when Steve Kerr says that?
Well, it's sports petrified.
We're playing basketball.
Yeah, but it's sports petrified.
That's fair.
Because we were 25 and 27 when we got him. And there's no Wiggins. So if he can't go, I mean, Steiner, you can go draw it up. You know, Kuminga play out of his mind, Peyton and Pods. But you made an interesting point in the green room and Evan wasn't around. And you were just talking about what you saw from these two games, the refs letting them play, and B.J. Armstrong, the great former Bull, talked about guys being able to play with this physicality, and I thought of Pods right away. Not saying he can't, but Steiny, guys like him and Moody, can they play through contact if they don't call a tight game? And if they're going to be on display a bit more, dependent on more, without Butler, if he can't go tomorrow, like— Man, Steiny, I'm not so sure of that. Steph can do it.
The Warriors should be able to win 1 out of the next 2 games without Jimmy Butler. That's the way I look at it. And I don't know what his status is Saturday or what his status is
hopefully don't miss
Monday.
It.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk. Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Let's get somebody who knows a little more about this than we do. This is Dr. Panja.
Our man.
How would I introduce Panja? He's 95.7 The Game's advisor in medical issues. Yeah, it'll work. He's our guy, and he knows his stuff.
Now, the report came out that he suffered a deep glute contusion, so what does that actually mean? So a glute is basically one of the muscles, and there are 3 main glute muscles, the maximus, the medius, and the minimus. They help to stabilize the core, really important for landing and balance and doing a lot of basketball-type activities. A contusion is localized damage to the muscle that comes from that direct blow. So like when you pull a muscle, there's a very localized area of muscle damage that usually has bleeding and bruising, and that can lead to swelling and discomfort. Deep typically indicates the region of where it's damaged in the muscle. More superficial bruises or contusions will typically be closer to the skin. Deeper bruises are closer to the bone, which is not surprising due to the degree of injury that Jimmy Butler suffered when he fell. Now, in general, the first 24 to 48 hours after this injury, you're using pain modalities such as icing, anti-inflammatories, and also making sure that muscle doesn't get stiff and becomes more difficult or painful to move around in that initial period. But in general, this becomes a pain management issue.
Hey, Doc, is he playing or not?
Dude, that was great.
I'm just kidding. Panja's got a great sense of humor.
Dude, he named Minimum, Maximus, all of it.
I got a big ass. Okay.
That was great, Doc.
It was great telling us about the injury. It was not great telling us about what his status will be. That's on this one.
Typically for the glute muscles in that area, when there's more of a localized contusion, if you can control that pain, make sure the area doesn't get stiff, and you can perform adequately on the basketball court, he can return as soon as he's comfortable and able to do those things. The good news is that since this area is typically a more of a localized area from contusion in general, you're not worried about a more longer-term issue, whereas you would with an actual muscle pull that comes from actually not a blow, but rather from more repetitive activity. But if you look at NBA players who suffer glute contusions, typically this leads to about one game missed. Now, a lot of that data is from the regular season, where there may not necessarily be that big push to have to come back early. Obviously, if this happens in the playoffs and pain management can be basically achieved with Jimmy Butler, there could be a chance he could potentially be back for game three or game four based on how his body responds. But overall, this appears to be good news for Jimmy Butler in the absence of being fracture or higher up injury in his spine. This largely becomes a pain management issue. And there is a possibility that if he gets that pain management under control, that we could see him back very shortly for the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, so then, that's
pain management.
That's what it's all about.
Get a little needle.
So,
a little shot.
You know, it feels to me like tomorrow's iffy. No doubt about it.
But the Jimmy we know, because he's a tough SOB.
Well, hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Like, if you told me to bet right now, you asked me earlier, I'm changing it.
Okay.
I think we're going to see him tomorrow.
Okay.
After hearing that from the doc.
Okay. And I don't think he's going to play. And you're going to say, the Jimmy I know is going to want to play, playoff Jimmy.
The one I think I know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah, let me tell you the Jimmy that I think of, and that's the Jimmy Butler that
championship
has been in the playoffs so frequently. He understands how long a seven-game series is, and if he thinks that he can miss one game and he'll be significantly better by Monday, I think he'll do that. I don't know. It's really weird. What does Jimmy Butler look like? Hampered.
That's a concern.
I don't know.
So don't go out there. Compromise.
Exactly.
But if you get the shot, the wonder shot, and the pain's not there, then you know what I mean? You feel like you could fly.
If there's any question, he can't play tomorrow.
Dude, I'm with you, Stoney. And you got a game Monday?
Exactly. I mean, And I get it. People say, well, this is monster game. Game three.
It is.
But they still have room here. And here's the other thing. Here's the trap that I think we're all getting into.
It's a trap.
And I can't stand it. The assumption that if Jimmy plays, we win. And if Jimmy doesn't play, we lose. Like, you can beat the Rockets 1 out of 2 if you don't have Jimmy Butler. Come on. Right? This team can beat the Houston Rockets. Let's say he misses the next 2 games. Come on. This team can beat the Rockets 1 out of the next 2 at home.
And you know I'm Mr. Jonathan Kuminga, but are you so confident?
It's got less to do about Kuminga than the entire team.
If he's playing, we're going to see him. Hopefully we see the best high optium version of Jonathan Kuminga. But
I wouldn't say if Kuminga plays bad, they can't win 1 out of the 2 games.
Oh, then how would they win it?
They would win it because
Steph.
Well,
that's my concern. Who's going to score the ball against
They're going to need everybody to pitch in.
But a lot of times, I mean, what are the odds of that happening? I'm not saying it can't, Stoney, but if you're telling me, everybody has to be clicking on all cylinders.
If we find out today that Butler's going to miss the next 2 games, I'll bet you the Warriors win one of them.
And I wouldn't. I could totally see that, and I wouldn't bet. But
exactly. That's what I'm saying. And yes, I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to get a chance to play.
But I just heard the word deep.
If he doesn't play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, they got to go somewhere else, and I believe this team can win one out of two games against the Houston Rockets at home. I mean,
you still go to Houston for game five.
Right, and then you get Butler back.
Oh, gotcha.
Then you have Butler. And the other thing is, here's the other thing I was thinking about. Okay, yeah, Butler, he's a champion, or, he got to the finals twice.
Changed this season.
If you don't have Jimmy Butler, let's just say in the next two games, well, this is where your pedigree comes in. It's where, right. And you can't talk about championship, four titles. These guys have pedigree. These guys have been there before. Rockets, first time, and then not acknowledge they should have an advantage.
Listen, I'm Mr. Positive.
It does not sound
it. But you're forgetting a lot of things, Donnie. A few things.
I don't think so.
Andrew Wiggins, number 22, was a part of this
team.
He's
irrelevant.
And he was part of the pedigree.
But he's irrelevant.
Okay, so with no Jimmy and no Wiggins, the pedigree's out the window because all we're talking
about is Draymond Green.
And okay, but now it's more about the other guys.
Kevon
Looney.
And
now Jonathan Kuminga's going through whatever he's going through.
Oh, okay.
So you're asking for a lot, partner.
Now I'll play the other side of it.
It's a great defensive
team. Moody and Kuminga have playoff experience. They've been in the postseason before.
But 4 days ago, we both decided, and you even described that as minimal. You know, Moody did.
I know. I was just
Mike
Stoddy.
I'm just not saying they can't do it, but I'm
typical though. You're making me mad.
Now break down typical.
You tout pedigree and experience and Steiny, four championships. Rockets got nothing.
Okay, but when you take some of that away,
they still have Curry and Draymond. It's like, and now
was that a good? Okay.
Now all of a sudden you're saying, acknowledge that maybe you don't think pedigree's
that
important.
Real. They had Curry and Draymond, and they were 25 and Wiggins, and they were 25 and 27.
In the regular season.
Yeah, okay, and they had to go get Butler, and he changed it
and
all.
Now
so without
playing,
him and no Wiggins, I'm not saying it can't get done, but I don't think you should be shocked if people are like, oh, good God, give me a double.
I don't care if people are saying, good God, give me a double, but the idea that, oh my God, the Warriors are in trouble. Well, what was the theme of this series? Veterans versus young players. One veteran. They lost Butler. He's important.
Yeah.
They still have Steph Curry. They still have Gary Payton, who played a ton in the championship run. They still have Kevon Looney. They still have Draymond Green.
It's like
you can't.
But I'm saying, Stoney, they're like, I'm with our girl Lori Matthews. They really need him on defense as well.
I'm not saying they don't need
him. And I'm not saying they can't win, but even with Jimmy, I'm the guy, Warriors in five, I can't sit here in front and not tell you those were two difficult-ass games for the Warriors offense, even with Jimmy. They didn't score 100 in either game. And now you're telling me he might not be available? It ain't like Kuminga's been getting champagne and strawberries. Now you're asking him to act like none of that happened and be the best, and maybe he will. But from a fan standpoint,
listen,
hug me.
Here's the
and
bottom,
understand,
no,
say you
gonna.
Understand my fear
I'm not
if
going
he can't
to,
go.
I'm not going to, and I'll tell you why. Stuff like this happens every single playoffs.
Mm.
It's part of having to win a title. You may say, they're playing Orlando. The Celtics just played without Jason Tatum. They won. The Memphis Grizzlies now lost Ja Morant.
Well, they lost.
So my point is, if Jimmy Butler misses one or two games and the Warriors get eliminated, you know what? Miss me with the Butler injury. Like, this is just, this is the playoffs. Like, you may have to play a couple games. You've played a couple games without Steph in the past in the playoffs. I'm just saying, if all season long, Steiny, I think they can get to the finals, Western Conference Finals. Look, they have so much experience. They got pedigree. They got four-time champions. All right, they lose Butler for one game, and now these guys can't bring it home? I'm not saying don't be worried.
And I'm not saying they can't, Steiny. I just think you're kind of saying it's obvious. The task becomes more difficult.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Man.
But you got to be able to win a game without Butler, especially in the first round.